Hi, hello, and welcome to a new episode of Release. I'm your host, Adriana, and I'm so honored and grateful that you've taken the time to listen to what I have to say. And today, I want to talk about the path of least resistance. I speak about surrender a lot on here, and I am being shown that surrender is a process, and you can't just say, oh, I'm going to give this thing up in one moment, and then that's the end of it. I feel that it is a daily practice until it becomes a habit. And a lot of the times that we think about surrender, sometimes we think about surrendering people, surrendering maybe a job, but for me, the surrender has come in, I guess, more subtle or even more deeply seated ways. So I am being called to surrender certain ways that I've seen myself. I am being called to surrender diving and staying in the past. I am being called to surrender many things that are not tangible. And I've recognized that I have been learning how to heal, but not healing. Because sometimes a distraction or the path that we take is a path of distraction. We read all the books and we watch all the videos and listen to all the podcasts, but it's just stagnant knowledge and you're not turning it into wisdom. And I realized that the healing comes in the quiet moments, in the moments where you allow the knowledge to be integrated, when you allow yourself to be this new person. You have to allow it to happen. You have to allow whatever the universe needs to happen in your life for it to happen, because I know this in my heart of hearts, that the universe will never steer me wrong, that the divine will always bring me back to my center and back to my most authentic self, and will always bring me to a better place than where I was before I started that journey. But as a human, it can be very hard to let go. And the first step in this journey, as it is in many journeys, is accepting and acknowledging the fact that this thing has happened, and saying, yes, this has happened, and now my job is to work with not pushing against it, but letting it flow into my life and allowing things to happen the way that they're supposed to. Recently, I went to a weekend church convention with my mother, and I was very, 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 very resistant because I didn't want to go. And she forced me to go with her, and I kind of just put my hands up and allowed it to happen. And I asked the divine to guide me into spaces of finding that divine presence, real true presence, when I was there, because there are many people that are coming into a space to worship. And yeah, I may not agree with a lot of the things that they're preaching, but there are people coming together to seek the Creator. And I am going to seek and be at one with the Creator as well. So I was trying my best to, you know, just let it flow the way it was supposed to. And the divine spoke to me in many ways when I was there. A lot of things about allowing and just letting things work out or how they're supposed to, because just one weekend to make my mom happy. It's okay. Like, I'm making her happy. She really enjoyed it. I went to services with her. The weekend is over and I haven't died. But all is well. If I had resisted and not gone, I know that I would have spent the whole weekend full of anxiety, because I know that she would come home and she would start. And this would be a thing that would probably go on for years, her saying, oh, you can't come to church convention with me, but you can do this or you can do that. So just surrendering to it, allowing it to happen, and telling the divine, okay, trying to find the good in it. So I get a weekend away from the city. I get a weekend away from being home. I got fresh coconut water, and I love coconut water. Like, I got to drink it out of the coconut. Like, I am so happy. So happy. So finding things to be happy in as the divine unravels us on this journey. And as I see this journey of surrender outside of going to that convention, I realize that as humans, we are obsessed with permanence. We start dating someone, or we become friends with someone, and it's, I want this relationship to last forever. And forever is a scale, and forever can be a month, forever can be a year, forever can be 7 years, whatever it is. But I'm recognizing that I need to let things exist in their season. And if that season is a month and we can no longer be friends or partners, I have to recognize that I'm learning. And I hope that we have learned things that will help us to go forward in life. All my relationships have been lessons. Lessons in so many things. And I'm grateful that I live and try to live a heart-centered life. Sometimes it's hard because separating from people can feel like death sometimes, honestly and truly. But I'm recognizing and I'm trying to seek out the peace that comes with knowing that I have known you and you are going on about your life, and you were lucky enough to know me and I was lucky enough to know you, and we can go on and have a healthy recollection when we tell people about each other. So all is well. Trying to fight the idea of permanence and trying to recognize that surrender is not giving up. It's allowing the driver to take the driver's seat once again. Get in, buckle up, and allow and trust the driver is going to take you where you must, or where they will. Like, let's say my dad and I are going on a drive. I get in the car and I trust that wherever we're going, he will get me there safely. It's the same thing with the divine. Wherever I'm being taken, I'm trusting that that place is a place that will be soothing to my soul. The divine knows you inside out. Soothing to my soul, authentic to my spirit, and it recognizes who I am, and it allows me to grow. It allows me to grow. I think that's one thing that we forget. Growth is painful. And allowing yourself to surrender is a part of growth, recognizing that this is the next step. And change is a part of life, and we must trust in the change. We must trust that things are happening for our highest and best. And we must trust that on the other side is light and love and so much peace. always peace. The divine wants us to be at peace. So I think that those are all the things that are on my heart. To trust that it will all happen how it should. To recognize that patience is indeed a virtue. And as things change, we need to seek out and see that it is all working out for our highest good. And all is well. All is well. All is well. All is well. I love you. I love you so, 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 so much. And make sure that you are staying hydrated. Make sure that you are staying fed. Make sure that you are enjoying the sun. Okay. Make sure that you're enjoying your life. And I will catch you in the next episode. Bye.